Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق الجهاد حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار ثم أما بعد الله عز وجل commanded us to read the Quran, to seek the understanding of its verses and to grasp and to contemplate its purpose. Those who reflect over the verses of Allah عز وجل, those who seek to understand the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the process, this journey of seeking to understand the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal will impact you, will impact your soul and your manners. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said regarding the one that recites or reads the Quran, pause at its wonders and let it move your hearts. The Quran that you read, let it move your hearts and let not any of you be concerned only with the end of the surah. Meaning he just wants to finish the page. He just wants to finish the juz'. He just wants to finish reading words. Let these words that you're reading affect your heart. Let them change you as a person. Each and every single word of this Quran has a meaning. Let this be meaning directly connected to you. Today, bi-idhnillah azza wa jal, I want to ponder over some of the verses of Allah azza wa jal with you. A surah, small and simple. I'm almost certain we've all memorized it. But what do we know of its meanings? Allah says in the Quran, after a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. سورة العصر, in which Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, if Allah has not sent down any proof upon his creation other than this surah, it would have been sufficient because of what it has and what it contains of explanation of the believers and their path to salvation and safety from Jahannam. Allah begins this surah by saying, "Wal asr." Allah makes an oath by time. This time refers to the period in which mankind or the children of Adam do their deeds in, the good deeds and the bad deeds. When Allah Azza wa Jal makes an oath by something, He makes an oath by it because of its significance, because of its value. When Allah makes an oath by something, He emphasizes its honor. And there is no greater blessing upon mankind There is no greater blessing upon you, O servant of Allah, than that of the time He has given you. For time is something you don't own, something that you've been given. Your date of birth and your date of death and everything in between. Allah Azza wa Jal gave this to you, entrusted you with it, to see what you produce of good deeds. To see what you produce of deeds, good and bad. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. This time that Allah has given you, He has given you to test you and to see what you do of deeds in this time, good and bad. So Allah makes an oath by something that you don't own, that you can't bring forward and you can't reduce, you can't increase, you can't pause, shape, shift or alter in any way possible. Wal-asr, by time, the one that grasps this idea and understands that his time is limited and he has no control over it and seeks to maximize what Allah has given him during this time, he is truly the successful. As for the one that is heedless and cares not about what Allah has given him of time, seeking everything other than the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, then comes the next verse, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, mankind is in loss. This is the response to the oath. Allah made an oath by time that all mankind is in loss, is in deficit, is in depletion of capital. Every day you reduce. Every day you get closer to your date of death. Every day you get closer to your date of death. And if you do not seek the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, seek His forgiveness and seek salvation, then you are in loss. No matter who you are or where you come from, no matter how rich or poor you are, no matter what color your skin is, no matter what gender you are, you're in loss. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. And you're in loss because you're seeking other than Allah Azza wa Jal. You're busied with this dunya, this wretched and wicked dunya that is doomed for loss and failure, no matter who you are and no matter where you are on the food chain, no matter how rich you are, no matter how important you are, no matter what status you may have, you're in loss because this dunya is doomed and all is doomed with it. Then comes the next verse. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except, there is the exception of Allah Azza wa Jal. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except for those who believe. Faith is the essential pillar of your identity. Faith is the essential pillar of a person. It is the foundation of his joy and his success. It's the door to happiness and peace. Allah Azza wa Jal accepts no action if there is no faith in it. Gives no reward to any action if the core of this action is not based on faith. The essence of your faith is submission and humility to Allah Azza wa Jal, complying to His command and being content with His decree. Belief in Allah Azza wa Jal is only complete when you recognize His Lordship, acknowledging that He is the Creator, the Sustainer, the Maintainer, that He is the only one worthy of worship, knowing His names and His attributes, recognizing the message of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accepting His guidance, believing in His revelation, obeying His commands, avoiding His prohibitions, and loving Him and prioritizing His love more than yourself, your wealth, and your children. Belief in the heart, saying, "I believe," is not sufficient. for you to be from the saved. It's not sufficient for you to be from those that are saved, as is mentioned in Surah Al-Asr. For the next verse comes, إن والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. With your belief, there has to be good deeds, except for those who have believed and done righteous deeds. Because faith, true faith, is a positive reality. Righteous deeds are the natural outcome of faith. Iman in one's heart cannot remain dormant. Iman in one's heart cannot remain dormant and inactive. True Iman naturally becomes active. If it doesn't, then it's either fake or dead. Righteous deeds are fundamental to faith. Righteous deeds are fundamental to your Iman. With good deeds, your Iman increases. With bad deeds, with disobedience, your Iman decreases. This is Iman. If someone's inner self is pure, if someone's inner self is righteous, then the outer self will reflect it with good deeds. And if someone's inner self or inner faith is wrecked, if someone's inner faith is corrupted and weak, then the external actions will falter. Then the external actions will falter and this person will neglect his duties. Your salvation and success is only complete when we advise one another. And that's when the next verse comes in. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. The believers, they advised each other onto truth. The truth is adhering to the actions and the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, complying by His orders and avoiding His prohibitions. One should seek to advise himself, his family, his friends, his loved ones, his neighbors, his community. Advise them to do good deeds and stay away from the prohibitions of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whoever upholds this journey or upholds this as a journey in life to seek goodness and to seek advising people to goodness, then this person will find a great reward from Allah Azza wa Jal in this world and the next. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ وَأَهْلَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَتَّى النَّمْلَةَ فِي جُحْرِهَا وَالْحُوتِ لَيُصَلُّونَ عَلَى مُعَلِّمِ النَّاسِ الْخَيْرِ. And it's sufficient enough to know for the one that calls people to goodness that Allah Azza wa Jal, His angels and the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, even the ant in its hole and the fish, seek and pray for the one who teaches people goodness. This and the final pillar is وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. They advised each other upon goodness and they advised each other upon patience. For patience is an excellent, a beautiful virtue that one can seek to attain. Seeking patience and advising each other on patience means to compel oneself to adhere to obedience that Allah Azza wa Jal has told him about, and to refrain from sin and to endure calamities without complaint. This is from the best characteristics that one can have, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and whoever seeks patience, Allah will make him patient, and there is nobody can be given a blessing better and greater than patience. The first two pillars of success and salvation in this surah, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, the ones that believed and done good deeds, perfect you as a servant. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, the other two pillars, they advised each other onto goodness and patience. This perfects society. And when you yourself as an individual of society is perfected, seeking the perfection of society, there you will find salvation. There you will find bliss. There you will find peace. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from those that are saved. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from those that He has selected and elevated. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وكفى ولا عدوان إلا على من ظلم وبغى والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث المصطفى صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد. With the completion of this surah, and this is a very, very abridged and simple covering of its meaning. This is just so we can go back to the very original point. That is, the Qur'an is the most important aspect of your life. And this must be believed in one's heart. That the Qur'an is the most important aspect of my life. My happiness and my bliss in this world and the hereafter depends on my relationship with the Qur'an. And for this, we say, you must seek an intimate relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. And to do this, your gateway, your pathway is to seek an intimate relationship with the Qur'an. So much so that when you open the book of Allah and you read, each verse you read must be as though Allah is talking to you directly. This verse is talking to me personally. This is the relationship that one must seek with the Qur'an. And reading words, merely reading words, although there is benefit in it. Everything you do with the Qur'an, there is benefit, bi-ithnillah. But merely reading words, with no life, with no soul, with no emotion, with no connection, with no link, then you will not achieve such relationship. And what a better time to start pondering and connecting and linking yourself intimately with the Qur'an than Ramadan. The month of the Qur'an. The month of the Qur'an. But it's sad to say that many have been disconnected from this reality. That the month of Ramadan is the month of Qur'an. The night of Ramadan is the night of Qur'an. And on that note, I must produce a statement or an advice that I've been asked by many brothers to share. And it's very relevant to this point. You fast your day and busy yourself at night with entertainment and food. And you've heard this many times. You've heard this many times. And it's relevant even more that today is Friday night. If the Imam in Taraweeh takes an extra 5 minutes or an extra 10 minutes, people aren't happy. The same people that complain about the imam taking too long are the same people that will stand for an hour in a line to get some sweets. And they will converse and talk all night and laugh and entertain themselves, busy themselves with that which they're not supposed to. More so, where are they doing this? In the streets. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالطُّرُقَاتِ. Be cautious. Avoid sitting on the roadside. So one must return to his senses and return to the essence of what Ramadan is. To remember and to return to what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from you in this month. If you're going to spend your time in vain, if you're going to spend your time chasing entertainment, food, and the rest and the likes, then I tell you something. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu, except those who believed, wa amilu salihati, and done good deeds, wa tawasaw bil haqqi, and they advise one another on the truth and goodness, wa tawasaw bil sabr, and they advised each other on patience. Return to that which Allah Azza wa Jal wants from you. You will find salvation in this world and the next. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا, اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا, اللهم ارحمنا وتب علينا وتقبل منا, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إننا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم ابرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويذل فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين, اللهم كل إخواننا المستضعفين في بلاد الشام, اللهم كل إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين, اللهم كل إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة, اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا ومؤيدا وظهيرا. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم, اللهم داوي جرحاهم وعافي مبتلاهم, اللهم أمن خائفهم وأطعم جائعهم, اللهم واسق عطشانهم واكس عريانهم يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم عليك بأعدائهم, اللهم عليك بأعدائهم, أعدائك أعداء الدين. اللهم قد طغوا في الأرض وأكثروا الفساد, فصب عليهم يا ربنا صوت عذاب, إنك لبالمرصاد يا قوي يا عزيز يا متين. عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.